German Chancellor Angela Merkel says this may be the toughest hour for Europe since World War II. She's referring, of course, to the financial crisis. Several nations have needed bailouts to survive their outsized debt. Leaders have been forced out. And the survival of Europe's single currency is in question. Nervous times, to be sure, in places like Germany's financial center, Frankfurt. NPR's Eric Westervelt took a stroll there and found a former trader who has seen tough times, and he says these are far from the worst of them.
Thomas Brauser left behind the quiet sound of computerized money-making for the sound of pork sausages sizzling on the grill. Near the end of 2008, Brauser was working for the securities firm Instanet. He had a six-figure salary and supervised a dozen employees as a settlements director. Brauser recalls that on a Friday in that year, in early December, the company had its Christmas party. There was food, beer, wine, and holiday cheer. Bosses had flown in from London. But the recession had arrived as well. And by the middle of next week, senior managers had told him to clean out his desk.
It was, a strange situation to me, to have a party on Friday evening. On next Wednesday, you get a redundancy packages and envelopes from them.
Getting that pink slip in 08 gave Brauser a chance to try out an idea that he'd had percolating in his head for years, trading in his stock selling permit for a food license. The 44-year-old says he was daunted by jumping into the fast food business. He had no experience and his confidence was shaken after losing his livelihood. But he went ahead and drew up his own sausage business plan.
And so I decided by myself that's maybe the best time to make a cut. And I came to the conclusion that a 50% of my old salary could be a reasonable and reachable amount. Yeah. And so I said, hey, try the new one. Why not?
A few weeks later, he bought a converted bus on the online auction site eBay. He added a kitchen, researched the license issues, and began pricing sausage, ketchup, mustard, coffee, and more. In March of 2009, he opened the Frankfurter Wurstbörse, or Frankfurter Sausage Exchange. Brauser now works almost literally in the shadow of his former building, the Congress Tower, one of Frankfurt's tallest, in a cluster of shiny skyscrapers that make up the financial center of Europe's largest economy. Brauser is now trading a product with wide appeal. Bankers in pinstripe suits vie for a place in line together with dust-covered laborers and steelworkers from a nearby construction site.
If you've got bad times and you sell cheap, good food, you are one of the preferred places where the people are eating. Yeah.
Brauser has two daughters, 16 and 14 years old, from a marriage that fell apart. He says they were hardly thrilled at first with the idea of their finance father becoming a Wurstmeister.
When they realized, oh, daddy is not any longer a banker or broker, I tried to explain that it's not important how many money a human being can earn or whatever. It's more important how that human being is. You have to be satisfied, you have to be happy with what you are doing. And that's more important as, to have maybe a fortune paid on the 15 to your account, and you are not happy.
My daughters have to understand that, he says, adding, I think they do. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Frankfurt.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.